Welcome into the Monday morning edition of the Daily Juice Podcast. My name is Matt Perrault. You can follow me on Twitter at Sports Talk Matt. We're on here every morning on bettingpros.com. It's all being brought to you by our friends at BetMGM. Alrighty. Well, we thought we were going to have two NFL games tonight. Unfortunately, we only have one. The Patriots game has been pushed back to next weekend. The scheduling due to COVID has become a big problem. And while we don't know really much else besides Pats and Denver next week, Bills, Titans are hoping to play tomorrow, but we do have the Saints hosting the Chargers tonight. We do have two baseball games today, one of which I cannot bet because, well, the lines in Vegas aren't out yet because it's 2020 and baseball betting is a pain in the ass. So we can't bet on the Rays. We can't bet on the Astros for game two. Game one, Rays win. We are three wins away from cashing a plus 1,000 ticket. This, in my betting life, I'm going to tell you, this will be up there in terms of taking flyers on a team that wasn't really a flyer that I actually did research on, and I thought the plus 1,000 for the Rays to win the American League pennant was insanity. And we bet it. We took it in July. I hate betting futures, and I hate having my money be tied up with, you know, for 7, 8, 9 months. But since it was a shortened season, I was like, why not? Let's jump in here. Let's get involved. And so we're counting down. Three more wins to go for the Rays to win this American League pennant, which is just tremendous. If we do get to a point where the Astros, if we get to a game seven, hypothetically, I do hedge. Yes, I will hedge, and I will definitely get my wager back. I will bet as much to get my initial wager back, but it has been, a one-unit bet on this. To cash this ticket would be phenomenal for the Rays. So we're not going to bet that game today. I do have a play on the Dodgers game today. I have a play on the Saints, and I've got a couple of props on the Saints-Chargers game. And I've got a couple of props for the Saints and the Chargers coming up today here this morning for the Daily Juice. But let's recap yesterday a little bit here. And so on Friday, we went 1-1, but we hit the light parlay for plus 750. That was awesome. We go 3-2 in college football, up a unit. So not a great day, but a good day. I mean, not a great day, but I'll take it. It's a good day. And then not a good day yesterday. 2-3 on the podcast. So we got that Vikings pick correct, and I don't know why Mike Zimmer didn't kick the field goal there to go up by 8. I appreciate him doing that because that enabled overtime not to happen, and we get the cover at plus 7 with the Vikings on the road at Seattle. Seattle's 5-0. Do you trust that defense? I mean, Russ is Russ, man. And DK Metcalf, my gosh, those guys are on fire. But that defense, yuck for Seattle. But we got the Steelers win. Late touchdown by Big Ben to cover that 7-point line. That was very beneficial. And then, I mean, I don't know what's going on here. I mean, I bet the under for the Cowboys and the Giants, it went way over. I bet the over for the Falcons and the Panthers, and it went way under. I think unders went 7-5 yesterday. I mean, just what? The NFL doesn't make any sense. Everyone's betting overs. I told you that day was going to come, though. Right? Remember, I was saying there's going to be a day where everything corrects itself and we see a big under day, and, well, that was yesterday. So, and then the teaser, for the first time in 2020 for us here with the Perrault teaser on the Daily Juice, it did not cash. Now, I'm not going to cry over spilled milk here, but it didn't cash because of the kicker for the Jacksonville Jaguars, who missed two field goals, one being a chip shot, it was like a 25-yarder he missed. And if the kicker for the Jacksonville Jaguars hit both those kicks, well, the Jags would lose by 10. Instead of 16. And then guess what? Our 11.5 point teaser plus 11.5 hits and we're 5-0. Stupid kickers. Can't handicap for stupidity. You can't handicap for dudes don't do their job. So yeah. So unfortunately that goes 4-1 now for the Perrault 2 team teaser, and we'll keep doing it. But that sucked. So didn't like that at all. That was a bummer loss at minus 140. So down about a 1.4 unit, somewhere in that range. So overall for the weekend, we wound up, except prop bets, I was awful yesterday. Now that's on the live stream, so it's a little bit of a difficult thing to say, like it counts for the Daily Juice because it's a live stream. It's not really the podcast, but it's part of what I do for Betting Pro. So I had a bad day, and I stupidly, speaking of being stupid, I decided, because we had had three consecutive winning weeks of going 0.25 units on props, I said, and that was including, you know, Thursday, Monday, and Sunday, and I said, all right, let's up the money a bit. So I bet a half a unit on those plays yesterday. We went 1-5. So anything I was up, anything I had going from the weekend was just kind of pissed away right there through the prop bet. So I am going to drop my bets down to 0.25 units again on props. I got two of them that I'm going to give you guys coming up here today. And then one play in baseball and one play on the side for the Saints and the Chargers. But before I do that, you new users for BetMGM, all right? This offer tonight is valid, Chargers and the Saints. For new users, go and create your BetMGM account, make a deposit. You are going to make a $1 bet on either the Chargers or the Saints to win tonight. And if either team scores a touchdown, you will get $100 in free wagers. All right, it's pretty easy. It's pretty simple. It's a very cool offer. So you just go and download the app, make your first deposit. If you're able to do that, make your first deposit, and you will wind up getting yourself a $100 free roll, essentially, free money from BetMGM because, well, someone's going to score a touchdown tonight between the Saints and the Chargers. I can almost guarantee you that that's going to happen. Now, this is valid in the states of Colorado, Indiana, New Jersey, and West Virginia. And if you're in one of those four states, you can then download the app, go check it out, use the promo code JUICE100, okay, it's important, JUICE100 promo code to win that $100. You bet $1 on either the Chargers or the Saints to win, and you win $100 thanks to BetMGM. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. You must be 21 years or older and physically located in Colorado, Indiana, New Jersey, or West Virginia. Please gamble responsibly. If you've got a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700 in Colorado or Nevada, 1-800-GAMBLER in New Jersey or West Virginia, or 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. All right, let's talk tonight. This number is crashing, and I mean crashing. Chargers were catching 9 at one point, 9.5 at certain books. I think I saw that in the offshore market, 9.5. It's all the way down to 7. It's all the way down to Saints minus 7. And I think Michael Thomas is going to play. And I think Justin Herbert's going to be on a real big stage. And I think this is when all those injuries catch up to this Charger football team. This is a big ask. We've all been wondering what's wrong with the Saints. What's wrong with Drew Brees? Well, he still has Alvin Kamara. And he's still got a defense that can get after the quarterback. And I think Justin Herbert's in for it. No more surprises. No more, oh my gosh, he's playing. These teams are going to game plan for him. They're going to disguise defenses, and they're going to make his life a living hell. Look, Herbert can play. I like him a lot. He's highly athletic. He can throw on the run. He can play on the road. He's a very, very talented kid, and I think he's going to be a good one. I just don't see this kid going into New Orleans and winning this game in prime time on Monday Night Football. I just don't see it. This number at 7, take it. Lay the 7 points with the Saints. I'm surprised. If it goes under 7, you get it at 6.5. Awesome. That's even better. I took it at 7. I think if Michael Thomas plays and they announce he's good to go, I think the number might come up. And I think people are betting against. I think people are in love with Herbert. I think people think that the Chargers are live here for that reason. But, you know, maybe we get a cover, a push out of it, minus 7. I just think if you look at the way the Saints play normally at home and the way they start playing in October, this should be a win for New Orleans, and this should be kind of an easy win for New Orleans with Alvin Kamara having a really, really big night. You get Michael Thomas back, so you're going to be able to stretch the field. You're going to be able to really pressure those corners, and the injuries are there. They're for real, and Eckler's out here for this offense for the Chargers. So, to me, lay the 7. Saints minus 7, the first play for us here on a Monday morning. Now, I do have two props to get to you here, and one involves Justin Herbert, and the other involves Alvin Kamara. So Justin Herbert is a very athletic quarterback, and he's averaging about 15.5 yards per rush, per game on the ground. He's doing it in the scramble game, right? I mean, defenses are going to pressure him, and we know the Saints love to blitz. I think Herbert's going to run tonight. I think Herbert's going to have to run tonight, and he may be running for his life. But I got Justin Herbert over 15 and a half yards rushing for a quarter unit tonight. Him picking up yards with his legs. Because Eckler's out, I think they're going to ask him to run the football a bit more than normal. So we're going Justin Herbert over 15 and a half yards rushing tonight for one of our props. And the other prop is Michael Thomas. Let's just say he doesn't play, right? That makes Alvin Kamara even more important. But even with Thomas in there, I think Kamara is the matchup nobody can take care of, no one can deal with. His receiving yard total is 46 and a half, and I took the over of that as well. I think Kamara is going to get just the football fed to him like crazy. He's their best weapon. He's maybe the best weapon of the game. I mean, he's just so hard to stop that guy. His rushing total was a little bit high. I think it was like 68, 69. So I went with the smaller number, which is Alvin Kamara receiving yards at 46 and a half at 0.25 units coming up here for tonight. All right, so I got one play in baseball that I want to get to, and between the Dodgers and the Braves, game one. Walker Buehler against Max Fried. This series, I have the Dodgers to win the World Series at plus 330. Okay, so I'm obviously rooting hard for the Dodgers here. I thought about taking the Dodgers to win this series, trying to double up, because I do think they're going to win this series. The problem is it's minus 230 in Vegas. I saw it at DraftKings at minus 215, but it's just a lot of juice, considering I've got a plus 330 on them to win the World Series. So I don't really need to hedge on that because of the Rays. And we'll see what happens with the Rays and, like I mentioned, the plus 1,000 ticket. So I'm not going to bet that. I was like, yeah, I thought about it. And then I was like, nah, I'm not going to do that. So tonight, game one. These are two very good bullpens. These are two teams that I think in game one, much like we saw in game one of the ALCS, I think the NLCS is going to be a pitching duel, and I don't expect a ton of offense coming up here tonight. The under, or the total, is set at 8. I took the under 8. If you can find an 8.5, I like it even more. But I'm going to bet the under here for game one, Dodgers-Braves, expecting the starters to go deep, to expect the starters to go, you know, I don't love the Braves' offense here. The Dodgers are the one that really kind of scare me, but hopefully we get like a 5-2 win or something like that, so we get a W. Both bullpens are very solid, although the closing situation is a little bit skeptical and scary there at the back end for what's going on with Jensen for the Dodgers. But I just think this tonight is the time. Max Fried pitched so well. These are the two starts, you know, the 1 and 2 starters for the Braves. I think we'll do a pretty good job of keeping the Dodger backs quiet. And then when they get into the bullpen later in the series and, you know, the 3 and 4 starters, I think that's when the offense explodes for the Dodgers. So I think the under is to play here, under 8 for the Dodgers and the Braves in game number 1 of the NLCS. I will look to add for game 2 of the ALCS. It's just not up right now. So once it goes up in Vegas, the time of taping, I can't bet it. So at Sports Talk Matt, definitely follow me on Twitter, and I will probably be adding a play, something with that game for maybe in-game. I don't know yet, but something. I'll add something on the Dodgers. Sorry, on the Astros and the Rays for sure. I'll have some action on that game once it goes off. So it's a good Monday night. We got 2 baseball games, 1 football game to watch and break down and have a good time with today. And so hopefully we'll get them all in. Hopefully everything goes off as scheduled, as planned. But my name is Matt Perrault. You can follow me on Twitter at Sports Talk Matt. Once again, Saints -7. Herbert over 15.5 yards rushing at 0.25 units. Kamara over 46.5 yards receiving at 0.25 units. And the under for the Dodgers and the Braves, 8 runs, 1 unit there for that play. 1 unit on the Saints -7 as well. Good stuff on a Monday. Back on a Tuesday for hopefully the Titans and the Bills. Subscribe to the podcast. Every morning it's the Daily Juice Podcast off bettingpros.com. Presented by BetMGM.